It wasn't
even recording.
I
thought I hit the record button.
No.
So
out of time,
we thought
that's,
it was recording.
That's why I said.
Yeah, we about to start over, but that's why I said.
No, of that when we're doing the podcast.
Okay.
Anyway.
Hey.
I'll
be glad when y'all quit smoking now. Don't you gotta quit smoking now?
Uh-huh. Yes, she does.
Yeah, I gotta quit smoking.
Soon.
I stopped drinking hard liquor. I only drink wine now.
Them the problem.
Yeah, y'all right. Know.
She you right. Need to quit too.
I know. I said I
do. You gonna have problems too later.
I know. I told y'all be getting joint problems and shit, girl. We getting out.
We are.
I know. So you said that nigga was gonna wait for you to be faithful?
Yes. My ex told me. He said. He said, I thought she was just
wait
gonna
for
wait
him to be faithful.
On him to be faithful to me.
He said, you I thought ain't she by.
Get out my
face.
Girl, I couldn't believe it. I was like, bitch, you could think that shit in your head, but to say it out loud is crazy.
Niggas gonna be mad.
Crazy at us.
And they just gonna be mad at us.
Hey, and welcome to another episode of
Honestly Unbothered.
It's me, your girl, Queen T, a.k.a. Tiana Non Basic, and I'm here with no other than...
LG in the
yeah,
she did that.
And we also have our special guest host, Queen Rena. You know she's always in the house
because she's a hardworking, motherfucker over here. Yes,
it's hard to get out.
It's hard, hard. Yes,
it is hard to get out of you.
But you know,
you always there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
always there. 30 years of friendship. Congratulations to us.
Amen.
We gonna need y'all to get the lace run off the top of y'all eyebrows and pay attention. Because Disney has cut ties with Will Smith.
What? I don't understand why.
Yeah!
I forgot to read the article.
Yeah,
so
why? Disney cut ties.
Why? Okay. What are you doing him for smacking Chris Rock 2 years ago?
Probably.
Yeah. I didn't even have to
that explain. That was years ago.
You see how quick Jonathan Majors was canceled over some bullshit?
He was.
So, yeah. Not surprised.
Disney is cutting ties with a lot of
black
actors.
But Marvel. Disney does have stock in Marvel. Okay, never mind.
Yeah, but you remember Will Smith's character was somewhat of a villain as well. And then Jonathan Majors' character was a villain. And then they cut ties with? They didn't do a sequel to Black Adam. Everybody wanted a sequel to Black Adam starring Vin Diesel.
I love that.
I didn't call him Vin Diesel. The Rock.
Girl. No, I know what you mean, I love that.
Same person.
But they are of multiracial descent.
Yeah.
So that would put them on the same bar. But go ahead.
So Disney has been cutting ties, and I think it's because they're trying to get rid of the narrative of the black villain.
Oh, that makes sense. Because they've been doing a lot of...
What makes you think that, though?
Because they've been doing a lot of movies with black villains.
Over time. But at the same time, if you think about it, they're doing more diverse content. Like the little girl that's gay. Mm-hmm. The Asian girl who's been... I forget. They're in these Disney movies, okay? I don't know if the little girl was gay or not, or the little boy was gay, or whatever
but
it was.
But it's given.
Yeah. He's given that character of a gay man. Yeah. And I read an article about how people are complaining about that. We got Seeing Red, but then they said Seeing Red was teaching people how to not obey their parents, even though at the end of the movie, the little girl, reconciled with herself and was able to help her mother with her job. Because the thing was, her mother had the same issue, obviously. Right. It was basically talking about puberty. But that's what Seeing Red was about. And then these people out there trying to say this is harming our children. And there is so many movies. So I'm just saying that
the shit we used to watch. If you really think about it,
girl, that's not.
We had some shit though.
Yeah, I believe it was very explicit.
Mm-hmm. Very explicit.
But I think that there's a lot of explicit content in the new Disney movies as well. But for them to be casting so many black villains, even the black villain.
No, I was saying I was piggybacking off of how
they're trying to shy away from that. But
they're also
trying to cover their ass now because they fired Jonathan Majors for no reason. But they're trying to cover their
ass.
And
y'all did.
Wait.
And y'all, have those new accusers
they did.
Come out for Jonathan Majors, which are bullshit.
To make it look like y'all ain't, y'all weren't wrong. Like y'all weren't wrong.
Just admit you was wrong.
Yeah.
And move on. And you don't want to just keep typecasting black men as villains.
Right. Yeah.
And as y'all have been doing for many years. Not just black men, but women as well. You know, yeah. Catwoman.
They must be employing more black people in corporate at Disney.
I believe so. Yep. Because you know who else gonna get you fired quicker than you. I swear to God, it seemed like black women, like Michelle put up a post earlier today on Instagram. Michelle. She said, Michelle Obama. Who else? What other Michelle is there?
Michelle Williams.
I mean, the top Michelle.
Okay.
Michelle Obama. She put up a post. She said, what if women were able to stick together?
We would change the world. It would be so beautiful.
And I put up, women ain't even able to stick together in this election. What are you talking about?
For nothing.
I mean, we got a black woman running for president.
Oh my gosh, I watched the video.
Her platform is amazing.
I sent it to you. I think I deleted it.
And a Native American woman. Who wouldn't want a Native American vice president? We have never had a Native American president in the history of America.
Right, and who should not be a leader of America than the people who started America in the first place?
That part! Yes. Facts! I don't understand. Like this black woman and this Native American woman, mm-hmm. that Sherman Blue Bear 2024, mm-hmm. I'm riding with them. Mm-hmm. They got 10 million followers right now. I mm-hmm. think they could really possibly win, but people's like, they can't win.
But
they can't win. Yeah, of course, if you don't vote. But Michelle,
I'm going to explain it to you like Kel Bell explained it.
Mm-hmm.
And I tried to explain it to you, but I think she does a better job. You know, she cusses a lot.
No, girl,
but
we cuss a lot, so whatever. Exactly what
No.
I understand.
She talks about how those people are not, they're not even on the ballot in Indiana. Go try to vote for them here. They're not here
I'm
on their ballot.
Write their name in. What you mean?
Yeah, they're not on our ballot.
You can write a name in.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
You can write a name in. You can write a name in.
But who's going to do that? You? Maybe me.
I did it last election.
A lot of our people don't
know. I'll do it this time.
A lot of people don't
know. Fuck it.
No, if you
I ain't vote for Biden. I'm sorry.
I'm not vote for neither one of them. I didn't last election.
And it has nothing to do with a single issue.
And they said that was taken away from the vote for Biden.
It has to do with a lot of issues.
I don't care if it's taken away from the vote for Biden, because Biden should not be in there, period. He should be at home on his hospital bed where he needs to be. You know, he's
Trump
tired.
Needs to be on a golf
course. He's tired. Did you see him walking in a new little ass?
And Trump needs to be on a golf course.
I know y'all can't see
on his golf course.
He walking like this.
Trump needs to be
barely making it.
Hold on.
Barely making it.
And Trump.
Oh my
God.
No. Where did you go
there? Trump, here's some of his sentences slur and go off. Like to the left, and you can't understand what the fuck he's saying.
Yeah, because he.
But we supposed to accept these motherfuckers.
Run our country.
Yeah, exactly.
To run our country,
but
though.
You got to still remember, though, they don't run our country. They're the ones who win the vote for their fucking party. And see, this is the problem here, too,
go ahead.
Because they're winning their party, so that means that we don't have any candidates to choose from.
Mm-hmm.
And you couple that with the fact that independent parties are not always on the ballot in every state. Mm-hmm. Like, there's only maybe, about 15, 20 states. Mm-hmm. Maybe a little bit more, maybe a little bit less, where you can actually vote for those people that Tiana want to vote for. And like Tiana
Why
said,
is that?
Because they're not accepting any other parties. Like, they have that's what I was saying about the how a president is really elected, mm-hmm. and we really don't have a choice.
Yeah.
They have their Democratic
Democratic
National Conference.
I still don't think we got a choice. Like she said.
Yeah. We have to go with what they want. But that's what they're saying. If you vote more in your local election. But look, no. I'm tripping because I see Andre Carson's face on the people who didn't vote for the TikTok ban.
Mm-hmm.
Well, TikTok eventual ban, but whatever.
We're going to get into that. But what I had to say is what Michelle was getting to. She was like, if women were able to stick together, imagine how we could change this world. Mm-hmm. And I was like, girl, we can't even stick together in this election. Come on now. If we all as women don't have the majority vote in this country. Women do. We are the majority of voters.
Yeah, 51%, but
that's a lot. If 51% voted for Sherman Blue Bear, we would win.
Well, considering the age of most women who vote, we have a greater than 50% chance. Because you got to realize men go to war, they do this and that day alone.
We got a war now, though, too.
They do a lot of dumb shit.
No, they do a whole lot of dumb shit. Like, the amount of kids that die, male children versus female children that die just from playing around and doing their crazy kid shit is crazy. But, yeah.
We're going to get into this election in a minute, but let's go back to Get the Lights Front. Now, Starz is coming out with a fourth installment of the Power series.
Yeah.
And it's going to be a spinoff based on Ghost and Tommy.
I think I will love that.
I'm going to love it. Those are my favorite two characters.
Yes, because all this other shit, Kanan and...
Mariah Hardwick, he's just a great actor. I think he's just a phenomenal.
But you know he's not gonna be in it. He probably have appearances in it, but he won't be in there like that because he's gonna be the younger version of them.
He's gonna be in there.
How?
Because I think they're gonna go.
They're gonna be going back and forth,
back and forth
with
back
the young and the okay. That's cool with me because I love me some him.
And
too.
You know what CGI do nowadays?
Mm-hmm.
So like even if they're Smith using movie. His likeliness, it's still going to be him.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see it. But while they're doing this show, they're talking about canceling Ghost too.
No, they canceled.
Wait, what?
Yes.
No, you.
I don't know. I didn't Power even watch the movies.
They canceled it. Ghost. It's called Ghost. Power Book 2 Ghost. And it's going to be canceled.
It is canceled.
They got part one and part two of the end of the series.
They canceled it.
I know. It's canceled, but they still got part one and part two of the finale.
The end of it.
Yeah. Oh. So, you know the star of Ghost, Power Book 2 Ghost.
Hey, what happened with that lawsuit, though? Well, go ahead.
What lawsuit? Jenna, bring that up.
With 50 Cent.
Which one?
The real Ghost who was said 50 Cent was threatening him and shit. And he was trying
It's still going on. But Power Book 2 Ghost star Michael Rainey Jr.
The real
50
Cent or the real Ghost?
The real 50 Cent. The real Ghost.
Oh, okay. I'm
but the lawsuit was against 50 because he said 50 stole his life. Mm-hmm. And
I remember
made millions of dollars off and he won $50 million. Mm-hmm. But,
I thought he wanted more than that, but go ahead.
I thought it was $50 million. But we can look up again. We can Google it, bitch. Pay us, Google. Y'all know y'all want us to be y'all sponsor. But anyways, we are not sponsored by Google. But... Power Book 2, Ghost, the series, starring Michael Rainey Jr., he says, we knew about the cancellation, but we should have known more. He said they didn't know when it was going to be canceled.
Michael Rainey Jr. got on Instagram Live and said, I didn't know nothing about it until y'all found out. That's when I found out. And then 50 Cent got on there and said... Nigga, you don't answer the phone. That's why you don't know. We was calling you to tell you it was canceled, but you ain't answered the phone.
Yeah.
I understand why it's canceled. It's one of their most viewed shows. But I guess the series...
The storyline, where else could it go?
I don't know because...
Where else could it go?
The storyline was crazy to me.
It was crazy, but where else could it go?
I've never seen a black mama that don't want their daughter to go to college. I've never seen that.
I've never either.
I've never seen it.
Remember she said, you think you good because you can read.
Wow.
Y'all remember that shit?
That was crazy, Tiana. That fucked everybody up.
No, but the black mama that kills the daddy and don't want her daughter to go to college.
But you know, that is real, though.
I don't know. It might be real.
No, I'm talking about it's real. Well, their mamas that didn't want their kids to go to college.
They want you to help the family, do whatever the fuck we doing.
You know what I'm saying?
Girl,
you
have
my
family
spit out this peanut.
No, for real, it is.
Girl.
No.
That's some real life shit.
It is.
Just can't believe. I've never seen it until I saw it. I don't see
movies and documentaries about that shit.
Yeah, I have to.
Where the mama didn't want the child to go to college or do nothing else, just wanted them to work a 9-to-5 to help her out because she was a single mama. You know what I mean? And trying to. Do whatever,
and
but
different
not.
Things, and just different.
But that'll
like,
fuck
scenarios
your kids up.
Thing.
That'll fuck your kids up.
Yeah, don't go to college. You're a girl. You know, this is not this country all the time, but sometimes it is this country.
That's
you're this girl.
And
the
shit.
Only thing you could do for us is get married and stuff. You know, so just come, go work. You know, and make some money.
You
for
a
us.
Selfish ass person to tell your child not to go to college and work a 9-to-5
exactly.
or sell drugs and take care of us.
Mm-mm.
So 50 Cent, like you said, he responded. Mm-hmm. He responded and he said, you know, Michael would have found out if he had answered his phone.
Yeah.
Because apparently 50 said he tried to call him personally.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and he didn't answer the phone. Maybe mm-hmm. he was mad. I mean, like.
No,
well, he probably heard rumors about it already.
He said he never answers the phone. He was like, you never answer the phone and we try to call you.
Well, Michael Rainey Jr. says that he has some things in the work that they're producing their own shows now, honey. And stay tuned. That's what he said. Stay tuned. Because he said him and somebody else from the show is coming out with some other.
Because Joey Badass just told him, Joey Badass from BMF, you know, that's 50 Cent show too.
I was talking about it.
He was like, boy, you need to go out and put them dreads in. And I was like, why he saying that? Is that for a movie role? What kind of role would he need dreads for? Or locks?
Yeah.
Who?
Michael Rainey Jr. Joey Badass from BMF.
Joey Badass
from BMF commented on Michael Rainey Jr.'s post when he was like, I don't know nothing about this. Yeah. I just found out about it. And he was like, you know, he had like the little fro. He got like a little afro now, Michael Rainey Jr. So he was like, boy, gone.
It seems like they're trying to turn him into a sex symbol now that he's older. Yeah.
I used to look these people up.
Yeah, he's been having a lot of sex. Right now.
I thought he was so cute when he was little. Michael Rainey Jr. He looked the same again. I thought he looked like a big child. I mean, he probably just looked like a big kid, but to women, they kind of him as whole snack now.
And I don't see it. But whatever, you know, I got kids that age.
I don't see
it. We got kids that age.
Okay.
Not a Drea.
I don't even know who he is. I see.
Drea dating a 22-year-old. Yes.
Yes. Same age as
Cougar. She's a cougar. Yeah, she is.
That's so.
She's a nice looking cougar.
Ain't nothing wrong with being a cougar. Nothing's wrong with being a cougar.
Yeah, you can't tell her age. She looked 22 while she dating a 22.
How she seduced that 22-year-old?
Did she or did he do her? Nowadays, you never know.
No, she knows. She known for it though.
Yeah. I don't know if she did it. I don't know. She's very beautiful though. I don't know.
But those type of relationships be both ways. You know, we have a lot of people, a lot of music stars, and I'm not naming no names right now, but they're going to jail for people, young people, who, but I guess they was a cougar too early. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm seeing. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, what's the difference of dating a 27-year-old when you're 40 and dating a 17-year-old when you're 25? What's the difference, right. Really?
Yeah, it's not a difference. But what about...
oh, because their minds are better. I'm sorry.
No. So we're going to go into TikTok CEO coming out and saying that TikTok is not a Chinese company. And that America
He's from Singapore.
I'm Singaporean.
He American, girl. He married to an American.
I'm Singaporean.
Yeah.
I'm Singaporean.
He's not from China.
I'm Singaporean, right. Nigga. The fuck, you ain't listening to me? I'm from Singapore, bitch!
Shut up, Gina.
What part of they not understand? I think they're taking the way that he looks at, like an Asian man, like because he's Asian, he has ties with China.
Well, no, he does have Chinese roots, but Singapore is an independent country.
Right, it's not China.
Thank you.
It's not.
God.
They need to stop, man. America want to take control of anything they cannot control. It's the same thing. It's the same thing they're doing with the Medicaid shit right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's not the same thing. No.
I think it is.
No, it's not.
If they can't control or see where the money is going or where it's coming from.
Okay, that makes sense.
They want to.
They got a problem.
They got to put get your head out of my pocket.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
That's my shit.
Yes.
What are you doing? No, he's like, you're taking money out of the hands of, like $1 billion out of the hands of TikTok creators, if you do that, like, and then we had a senator come on there. I forget what his name is. He's a Republican.
Which one?
He's like, we're not gonna. The black Republican guy. I can't think of his name. Do you know his name?
No.
Anyways, he comes on there. He's like, no, we're not trying to shut down TikTok. That would be ridiculous. Like, for us to take money out of people's hands.
No, we just want to take over.
We just want to take over it, like they did to X. You know.
No, they did originally, but you know what happened, right?
What?
Elon Musk bought it.
Oh yeah.
So then he turned
so
it to X.
Retain free speech.
And but he turned then, it to X.
But then if it's something no, on but there
they
can't go.
They tried
like,
to go. No. There were bills introduced into the House to stop Elon Musk's X, his new Twitter.
But you
or whatever.
Know, since Elon Musk bought it, I don't see nothing but porn on there.
I've not been on it.
Like, click on this. You click on this, straight porn.
Oh my god.
Okay.
No, but people gotta make money.
They do. They making money. They making money. It'd be some good videos too.
I'm just saying, America claims that they want people to be independent and start their own businesses and do that.
America don't
talk
about nobody that they
sell. Then,
and they don't include us as they sell.
Exactly. But then, who's gonna run these factories?
That's all I got, right? And everything else.
Oh, because y'all running, y'all so y'all don't want us to do it because originally, you know, it was black people because after slavery, they'd have us up here up north running their factories, you know what I'm saying? And then we have Fresh Force and shit in Tulsa and all that. Mm-hmm. But anyway, so we're going to get Mexicans or Hispanics in, people from, you know, the southern part of the country of America, and we're going to get them to do it. We're going to get them to work in our factories and be our, you know, in our fields. Anyway. And pay them pennies. Anyway. So, and then, now they don't want them here.
No, they don't want the Mexicans here. They don't want Hispanics here, period. Not even just the Mexican, no Hispanic. They don't want none of them here. But they still need people to work in those factories. That's
all. And
I'm
work
saying.
In those fields.
And if all of us black Americans and other low-income people are getting rich off of these social media platforms, who the fuck gonna work in them factories? That's what they thinking. So we gotta try to shut this down any way we can by any means necessary.
No, but like, we're already not working in their factories. We lost our jobs during COVID. I did not personally lose my job during COVID. I lost my job 3 years later after COVID. Mm-hmm. But, like, you know, who's losing here? Who's gaining? You gotta look at
continue to gain because the rich is gonna continue to find ways to stay on top and to keep other people down and keep their foot on your neck. You know, are they knee on your neck or however.
And I'm sorry, but y'all say, yes, 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 yes. Race has a lot to do with it. It's built into this country. It's how this country works. But at the same time, people don't realize there's all of us marginalized communities. There's all these people who have the same ideals and the same needs and wants in their communities, in their country. And they're like with TikTok, they're suppressing us. Like, they wanted this to stop. Like, whatever means there is necessary, right?
Yeah. So you've seen the TikTok I sent you in regards to what Republicans and it was like Democrats versus Republicans. What Republicans want to happen and what Democrats want to happen. And one of the things they were talking about was you know, air quality and global warming. And the new movie is coming out also.
Should watch.
Yeah, everybody should watch this. It's coming out April 26, 2024.
You should watch The Handmaid's Tale.
What does that have to do with what's going on right now?
Because that was one of their goals, is to make America better by giving the better, you know, the better air quality, better food.
Okay.
Natural grown. Yes.
Is it a series or a movie?
It's a series on Hulu.
On Hulu, okay.
Yeah, give me that hand sometimes.
Well, Jennifer Hudson is starring in a new movie, Breathe, and it's about how, you know, the oxygen quality has gone down in the world.
Breathe.
Yeah, and it's gonna be on it's a sci-fi movie. It's gonna be on, I believe.
I like sci-fi.
Netflix.
Me too.
It might be appearing on Netflix, but you guys can go look it up. I found the story on IGN.com and I want to talk about it because it's talking about global warming.
Yeah.
Basically, the effects of global warming and what we are going to. And they're saying that this can happen in the near future. Okay. A lot of people are not realizing that near future means near future.
Of course not.
Probably because the church been saying for decades, the world is in. The world is in. We're going to die. We all dying. It's going to be left behind. Blah, blah, blah. That shit has been happening every year. And they said we was going to be out of here in 2020.
I've been
air
saying
quality
this for
is
years.
Getting better, but it's not as it should be.
I've been saying this for years.
Remember how bad it was last year? It was bad.
Yeah. But I'm going to point out, of course the world is going to end when you get a capitalist type system. Oh my gosh, I've been saying this for years. But like, if there is you know, like, there is certain limits to technology, you know what I'm saying, of what you can do, and you're going to create, like, especially when people gather, so many people gather in one place, you're going to get pollution. You know, people are not all going to pick up after themselves and shit like that, I'm saying. And then they're going to shit in the waterways. This, so this is ancient shit. And they're going to shit in the waterways, and they're going to cause other diseases. And then everybody's fucking everybody, basically. You know, you see a girl that her parents ain't watched out for, you're going to fuck her ass. You know what I'm saying? This is, I mean, it's wrong, but this is how the society was. So I think the Bible is the warning to not become that type of society again. Anyway. But we're going to go on next.
Well, I want to talk about the plot of the movie. So, like I said, the air quality is bad. Jennifer
Hudson. Oh, and... Sorry.
Go ahead.
I'm going to finish this. And... No. But that's how societies end because of all of this shit. Okay, no. Let's go back to that movie.
Okay. The air quality is bad in the Jennifer Hudson's new movie called Breathe. And she and her daughter are living underground. And they decide to let this couple in that claims to know Jennifer's husband, who designed this underground bunker for them to live in. And, of course, they're not who they claim to be. So that's the plot of the movie.
Oh, that's
That Michelle Obama and Barack Obama supposedly produced film. Or was it they produced the film? I don't know.
They did. They produced the film.
And basically, this movie was showing how... Oh, sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, basically, this movie shows how the government... is really not as centralized as you would think. It really does not have the control over the United States as you would think it does. And they say it was supposedly, you know, produced by Michelle and Barack Obama. And so, like...
But it was. It was, Jenna. It was produced by them.
But I don't know. But
the, it was. But their names are in the credit.
One of the points of the movie is about how misinformation caused America to break down. There was no foreign entity. None at all. No foreign entity... causing these problems in the United States. It was, they just pushed some information out there, and the fucking people in the United States fucking took it upon themselves to break down this society, to break down the structure of the American government. It's crazy. Now, I love that movie, though.
I love it as well, though. But,
what was it called again? Movie, I forgot.
This movie, Breathe. Girl, we have to Google it because it's been so many movies since then. And so many bottles of Pinot Grigio. But let's go ahead and go into Lying Like You Look, okay? Because it's a lot of people out here lying like they look, and you know, we have to be vigilant and catch these motherfuckers when they're telling the stories that they tell. But let's get it popping. Yeah, we're gonna do our dance.
You're lying like you look. And you look just like you lie. You're lying like you look. And you look just like you lie.
Okay, and y'all know they be out here lying and looking and looking like they
everybody
lie and
be
doing
facts.
Everything.
Men lie, what is it? Men lie, women lie? That song?
Men lie, women lie.
Money don't lie.
Money don't lie.
Even though they try to take this money away from us, guys.
Y'all mad a young man from Singapore. Well, he's not that young, but he's young.
They mad. But his wife is American, and it's a predominantly American-based country. And they don't have no ties to China. But anyways, let's talk about you lying
because
like you look.
Singapore is in China, but if you don't realize that Singapore is not China.
That part, it's not. But let's go ahead and get into another line like you look
and
story.
And let's not talk about the shareholders.
They're saying that Portia Williams is reunited with Dennis.
Shut the fuck up.
Her baby.
Why not?
Yeah.
I don't know. Whatever.
According to Binge Worthy, and y'all know, he tell the truth. He said that Portia and Dennis might be an item now.
Since her and Simon
are no longer together.
She wanted their hood nigga back. No, they were still fucking around.
You think?
I don't know how true the story is, but
I know that her and Dennis have been, or remain, quote-unquote, friends since she's been with Simon. And they are the greatest of
course.
So, did y'all watch her show?
There,
I did.
And her and Dennis was getting into it all the time.
But her main
and her family was getting into it with him too.
But her main reason was because he brought a girl on the trip that was not on film.
Wait, yeah. What girl?
He brought a girl to they
look. Girl, you without your whole husband?
Portia was with her whole fiance. No, you know, I really just read books. I'm not.
She getting mad at her baby daddy because he brought.
Tiana gives me a subject, I look it up, but this one is off cuff, so.
It's off cuff. But, yeah, that didn't make no sense, because why the fuck you give a fuck?
Not quite.
Why would you give a fuck?
And I said why, not quite. Why I didn't say I don't give a fuck.
Why would she care that he we brought told you the scenario,
you would be mad. This your new nigga, though.
It depends.
She got her real
you with your new
fiance with new her. Man.
It depends.
And her baby daddy.
It depends.
Brought a female on
what
the
it depends
trip.
On?
Y'all want me really talk
if
about that?
If they still talking.
No.
Yeah.
No.
What you gonna say?
Talk your shit.
What? If I want some freaky shit. No. Okay. I'm sorry. I had to say it. Y'all just.
Oh, girl. You know what? We don't ever think of the realms of the freaky shit.
Like, that's, you know, that's some scary ass shit because her baby daddy is a whole hood nigga. You can't be playing with hood niggas like that. You know what I mean?
But her dude is a Nigerian.
And Nigerian. Yeah.
That frequents.
You can't get fuck with niggas. I'd be scared to do some shit like that.
You're not listening.
Yeah, some
her dude.
No, not to her.
You a gangster.
I'm a gangster. You a gangster. Not a gangster.
But her ex-husband, Simon, is a Nigerian that frequents sex clubs. So he might have been interested.
I'm not saying I have to. I would want to.
He might have been interested
I'm just
in seeing her with another man.
I would watch.
Her husband, Simon, might have
her
been
baby daddy
interested.
Though. I don't think so with the baby daddy, though. Like, they got history.
You never know. You never know with the freaking dickie.
That's true.
Oh my god! But Binge Worthy, y'all know that TikToker, Instagram person, YouTuber. But you guys can find his show on YouTube. It's called Binge Worthy.
Uh huh.
And he says that, you know, Portia and Dennis have been seen out together. And they got film and video footage of them out together recently. Yeah. She got that old thing back. That's what I got to say.
That don't necessarily mean they together though.
Yeah, that took me.
Y'all see my baby daddy come to everything we have.
Yeah, that's what I'm
saying. My house, my mommy's house. Y'all ain't never noticed that. He comes to everything.
No, I did not notice that.
He used to, even when I was with, you know, I ain't going to say, but he would even come to my barbecues at my house. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, maybe maybe Simon is Portia's new non-factor. Because maybe she need to go out there and see what else was out there. Because
maybe she stopped dating her grandpa.
She was so hurt by Dennis flirting with somebody.
Married to
I know. Friend. I thought she loved the fuck out of Simon. She acted like she did.
They said, obviously.
But did you hear the story that he was in Dubai with a whole nother woman?
Girl, I'm not surprised.
And Portia found out about it, so she flew to Dubai. Yeah. And said it was his birthday or something. Damn. And she bought him a new Rolls Royce or something.
Yeah.
And he didn't want
okay.
it. Because the other chick is posting pictures. He was on vacation with Jeezy.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw that.
Yes, they was on the yacht.
Yeah.
And it was another Simon's chick. Simon's girlfriend.
Was the
new
chick
was posting the same pictures like she was on the same yacht to get the same background.
And we talked about this
it was on the shade
like a few shows ago where Simon had took all the pictures of posted.
Yeah.
There's no more pictures on
his
social
media. He did it first,
But when it was her mom's birthday, which who he should have been trying to holler at because they make more sense.
Nigga, make way more sense.
Way more sense.
And her mama beautiful.
Very, very. But he was like, happy birthday and all that. And he's posting a whole video segment to his mother.
I bet she called or texted him and said, don't even play with me like that.
Hey.
Because that's what my mama would
think. He was like, maybe I made the wrong choice. I miss Joyce.
Oh, God.
Miss Joyce. I was like, damn, he even took all the pictures down to Portia. But the ones with her mama, he kept. So he can say happy birthday to her mama, but And if you go down his timeline, it's only pictures of her with her mama. No more pictures of him and Portia. No more pictures with Portia by herself. Just
I got a question.
Just Portia and her mama.
I got a question.
Go ahead. What's the question?
I don't have no pictures on social media of me and my husband. Really? No.
Yes, you do. A I couple, got some of them.
About three. Three or four.
Okay.
So, does that mean...
Well, I don't know what you're about to say.
No, because I'm like, you're saying that Portia... I mean, he deleted the pictures of him with Portia.
Yeah, he did that.
Okay, so...
What but if I never also had think no it's, pictures? Like, a lot of people just like... And he's too old. He is so old to play childish games like that. But somebody came on social media on Portia's. I say Portia's. I used to call her Portia. Hi. But somebody came. Why? She did that thing. Y'all know what she did.
Man, yeah. Look.
But we ain't going to talk about it right now.
I probably never
you watch out of Queen's Men.
Damn.
You know what she
no,
did.
I do not.
Oh, yeah. Gina. Anyway, you got to.
You know what she did.
I don't watch nothing, though, actually.
Okay. But somebody came on her page and said that, I hope she ain't faking for a storyline because, you know, she's the she's coming back to Real Housewives of Atlanta, the new member of whatever. But she has the best storyline so far. You know, she done stole the girl husband, left the girl husband, and got back with the baby daddy.
Okay. That was some crazy
she
shit.
She did a lot in the show. I ain't even
Gina don't even know. Why I just call you Gianna?
I know.
Right? Well, you know, you stole our name. That was what we said.
She you said, know she told me that Gianna, and I did not
know
that.
No, but I swear to God, being in front of you and Taiwana, we said, hey, when we have a baby, whoever has the first
born,
we
I remember this 12.
You were like 12. 12. I was like 15, 16.
But listen, my baby like daddy cousin really is the one that came up with the name. Now, I have been thinking of it. Maybe it was because yeah,
so
I didn't know.
No, because we said in front of y'all.
It sounded okay, but I was like, I don't know. So then we was going over names, and his cousin was there, and she was like, what about Gianna? I've been thinking about that name. Like, lately, she was like, no, Rena, don't try to steal my credit. I'm the one who said it. I said you did
We said it first.
But,
no, we in front of y'all, we said that if the first one of us who had a girl, we're going to name her Gianna.
I don't remember that.
We're the first one. So instead, what we
but
did.
But you know why I did it, though.
Yeah, I know.
I was looking for Gina. Yeah.
Settled on was like, you know, my kids are Tyson and Tiana.
Yeah.
I mean, Tiana. Tyson and Tina.
Look. This is what we do at this age.
And then she has, all right? And then she has Delicia with an apostrophe, which has to do with me, and La Cambria. And so that's the la. And then she has her second child is Jawan, which is G-E, me, as well as G-E. Mm-hmm. And then, Jael is different. And then...
The Ajane.
I was going down the line.
And Gina together. Yeah. My grandmother's name is Diane, and then Gina.
For whom
Diamond's middle name. It's Diane.
Yeah.
That's cute.
Yeah.
So it's spelled DIANAGENA. Gina.
And so Tiana always said that she wished that her name was spelled with a Y.
Yeah, I did.
And so that's why my kids
Tina
have a lot.
With anti, but why, yeah.
Now, I had come up with a different
name.
So
we named our kids after
it did
other.
Start with T-Y. Mm-hmm. It did start with T-Y, but I named my kids a different name. And then Doug, and I sent him some name suggestions, and Doug came up with this. Doug came up with Tyson. That was him.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
I like Tyson too, though.
Yeah, but you
it
know.
It fits him perfectly.
But you know, that's the, it's a fucking Power Rangers.
Is it? Yeah. The black one.
Mm-hmm. No,
that's his name.
The Mercury Ranger.
Mm-hmm. The Mercury Ranger, is it the black one?
I don't think he's black. I don't know.
No, I think he was something.
His name was Tarzan.
I thought the Black Ranger was blue. The Tarzan, the Mercury Ranger.
Oh, girl, you making me confused because you talking about the colors of the Ranger suit. You talking about the color of the person behind the Ranger suit.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yes,
I'm so
girl.
Sorry. No,
let's get into it.
I really
right. Let's get into it.
You know why people say they don't see color? I see color, but I see color in a different way.
I see how you see it.
Like, she did.
That really opened my
eyes.
It our way up, I think my husband sees color like that too because he didn't experience a lot of racism like I did growing up. Mm-hmm. Gina didn't either. I did though.
Yeah.
I was living in a lot of little small white towns,
and we're the same complexion
too.
You did too. You experienced a lot of racism. Even at work, too, because we worked in corporate.
Y'all remember America, I went to Franklin? You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because they bamboozled us for segregation.
Yes. Oh, I remember
and
that.
And then
47
sent my mama a letter and was like, where is Robert Jones and Rena Jones? We done get bamboozled and going all the way out here.
Yeah, and y'all just lived like.
When I first met y'all.
Y'all just lived like. Yeah.
Was, I was supposed to be
but
boy.
It's like, you go to the
yeah.
What
yeah.
Together. And
you would have been at the same
time. I was a how.
I went for 6th grade, then 7th grade. That's when I got shipped off somewhere. Rob was in 8th grade.
I didn't even know.
Yeah,
you know,
that's
that
what
was,
happened.
Oh, it yeah, because so they were horrible. Just, they were still changing the, things in Indiana.
They sent
like,
us a letter
when we was
saying
kids,
we
when we was little kids.
They stayed at school for the whole 3 years.
But when we was little kids, when we were little kids, even though I am, what, four or five years older than you?
Yeah.
They, the schools were still segregated.
Why does she keep saying that?
Why you think she
said I'm 45.
I'm 42.
Why okay, that's 3 years.
Girl,
that's
you said four or five.
Oh,
that's not true.
Oh, my bad.
She did that to me, too. She be like, I'm an old woman. You got a long time to go. I be like,
we not too far from each other.
I just
said
that.
We
shit.
In the
right,
same
right, right.
Age group. What do you mean? Like, I'm confused. But
okay.
Tell my line like you look.
You was talking like I was still 39.
Oh, my God. So,
Yeah. Yeah,
you are. Yeah,
Lamont is.
I thought you were.
Lamont's 39.
Lamont's a baby. Yeah, we still look at him like a baby. But
oh, yeah, that's
he's
true.
Not that young. He's 39. Come on, yeah.
Oh, but,
yeah.
But
I
hold that. I hold that.
I mean, no, we're going to let it go. We're going to let it go. But
he's raising on his own. I've
always been like,
that,
like that's so wonderful. You still got your little brother. And him and Arthur used to be so close. And Lamont, like, he is... Hey, cool overall. You know, he told me I can't be around him no more because I'm Popo.
He's a hot mess, girl.
I know he's a hot mess.
I left there before I came here. Y'all know I got off work and
I know he's
him.
A hot mess.
He was like, swing through, and I'm like, I don't know. Because, you know, your state of mind. Then
damn.
I go through and I said, I'm about to go over Gina's house because I had texted y'all on my way over there, you know, to see what y'all was doing.
Yeah.
And then when y'all was like, y'all over here, I'm on my way. Because I knew I wasn't going to be there that long.
Our crazy brother called us right before you came, too.
Oh, God, yes, he did.
Anyways, but according to this TikToker...
Awesome. He been calling me all day, and I ain't answer.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, no.
That's a lie. That's a
that
lie.
That was definitely
that
a lie.
That was a lie.
Okay, Tiana, I'm sorry.
Yes, so talk about lies. We're going to go to Apostle Full Wood on TikTok.
A what?
Yeah, that's his name. Apostle Full Wood.
Okay.
Apostle for wood.
Yeah, possum.
Put it all together. Apostle and then for wood. That's F U L wood.
But
the fuck? Yeah, we got it. But he says he showed the picture of when all the black celebrities went to the White House and they took the picture or whatever. I don't know why DJ Khaled's in this picture because he's not black. But anyways,
DJ Khaled
the
is
rest
black.
Of them, the rest of them are black. Okay.
He a light, extra light skin black. But he's a sand nigga. That's what they called him back in the day. And I'm not saying that
that's
because
racist.
I believe. I know it's racist. But they called the
they
Middle
still
Eastern
do,
people.
Girl, stop
y'all
playing.
Know something crazy though? I think DJ Khaled might be lighter than y'all.
He is lighter than
I mean,
me.
Darker than y'all.
He's not darker.
No!
No, look at him.
No.
He's YT.
That's
DJ Khaled down here in the corner.
He about the color of Vinalida.
No, he's not. He's about your color.
Girl, stop playing with
no,
me.
No, he is.
But anyway.
A little slightly lighter, but it's not a big difference.
But let's go into what Apostle Wood said. He said all this money, he said $1 billion, but we know it's way more than a billion in this picture. And not one black-owned independent town, school, hospital, bank, insurance company, manufacturing company, or Melinta.
Wait, what?
Yeah, that's what he said. Am I wrong? Did he say Melinta?
Militia.
Oh, Militia. Okay, whatever. I thought he said Melinta.
Yeah,
okay.
That's the difference.
We are our biggest problem.
We are.
Yeah.
That's definitely.
Let's debate it. Let's debate it.
That's how rich people do it. They,
let's
like,
get into this
like,
debate.
We want to look at...
It ain't how rich white people do it.
It's not.
Mm-mm. No, that's how rich... people do it, period.
There's
black people.
But
we
say how
people.
The black people do it, they think, oh, let me buy this house. Let me buy this. This
no,
is
no,
that.
No.
But
you are talking about people who were poor when they were younger.
Yes.
But there are black people that have been rich since the inception of this country.
That's true.
They, yes.
That's true.
Like,
that's true.
Yeah.
It's very true.
And so
we used to have our own.
They are going to look at it like
they burnt our shit up.
Thank you.
You see, they said they had to make Lake Lanier.
No, they didn't. They didn't burn our shit up. They just ran us out of our town.
They dropped.
No, I'm talking about our town, the Coleridge. They ran the fuck up. We had a town. We were one of the very few original settlements, our family, in the world of black people. Mm-hmm. And yeah, they fucking ran us away from there and they just fucking killed us. They didn't kill us literally, they killed us figuratively.
But who did they kill? Remember Rosewood?
Oh, well, they killed them, but I'm talking about in our name. In the Rosewood, yeah, I don't even know if Rosewood is older than our I don't even think that Rosewood is not as old as the Coleridge.
But this TikToker is asking why not? But this is why people are still afraid. I believe it wholeheartedly that black people are still afraid of what happened in the past. It's going to continue.
Oh, that's what I sent you that
video. Look what's happening to all these black content creators that's making millions of money off of TikTok. They are in jeopardy of losing their livelihood, their income, which they have to pay taxes on anyways to our federal government.
I think it's that they're scared. They're scared. Like, every time somebody tries to prosper in a low-income environment,
They can't control how much money they make him.
Yeah, they get a lot of backlash. Well, let's go into artists of the day. And I wanted to highlight some of these black women, because it's Women's Month, mm-hmm. that are not getting as much recognition as they should be. And we're going to start with, not Cardi B, because that girl's getting all the recognition in the world. But Bia. Have you guys heard of Bia?
Yes.
Did y'all watch Bia?
No, I have not heard. Reality show?
What reality show?
I don't know who she is.
Diamond was on Love and Hip Hop. She was on the show. Her name was Saya. It was a few other people. They was all on a whole like
reality show.
Yes, it was a reality show.
What channel?
Okay.
Rap Divas, I can't remember. Like, let me Google it.
And we're not sponsored with Google, but go ahead and make us a sponsor, Google. Y'all know y'all want to. But what was the name of the, what was the network? The name of the network they were on?
I can't remember what it was on. I want to say WE TV.
WE
TV. I think it was on WE TV.
Okay. That explains a lot. Okay. But I don't think Bia is getting as much recognition as she should be getting.
Okay, so what's her music like? I don't even know.
Okay, let's play a little snippet of her music, because you know it is Women's Month.
It wasn't Rap Divas. What was the name of that damn show?
It wasn't Rap Divas?
Mm-mm. Let me see.
Just say, Apple, what was it? Like, talk to your bitch. Y'all know y'all
love Siri. Why would you say Apple?
Siri.
I can't stand your Android app. Don't say Apple.
Right. Apple.
Yeah. Sorry.
Why did she say
Apple?
It's Siri.
Apple,
girl.
Bitch.
You can't even
no,
say that.
It's
Siri.
Siri's
gonna be like, I don't.
Look, no, you go.
I don't have an answer for you, and I'm not a bitch.
Hey Siri.
I swear to God, say Siri.
So you're gonna say, "Hey Alexa."
I will. And Alexa gonna tell me everything I need to know.
Right.
But that motherfucking Apple bitch, if you be like, Apple bitch, tell me. What's her serious bitch. Tell me what's the show that Bia the rapper used to be on? What's the name of it?
Bia.
Serious gonna be like, I'm not a bitch and I'm not gonna tell you. I swear to God. She gonna pop up all what? Kind of other shit. I promise you.
No.
She gonna pop up all kind of shit up with a bitch is.
Oh, before, you silly though. No, she
said,
don't do that. She don't
yes,
do that.
Do.
Don't be knocking Siri, because I got like,
That
what is it?
Intelligent ass.
I have like
Sisterhood of Hip Hop.
Sisterhood of Hip Hop.
It was called Sisterhood of Hip Hop. I used to watch it.
And what was the name of the the network?
I think it was WE TV.
WE TV, okay. I haven't seen the show, but I love Bia. I love her music, and I don't think she's getting the recognition on these platforms that she should be getting. So, on these especially these radio shows.
Like, no, it was on Oxygen.
Oxygen.
Ain't that Oprah Winfrey?
It is.
Oxygen is Oprah. Yeah,
that's under the
She probably got some stock in that shit, though.
Yeah, it definitely is. You can Google it.
It was on Oxygen.
Google it, bitch.
It's called, Sisterhood of Hip Hop. All of them was on there. Was on there. Bill was like lightweight blowing up a little bit. Mm-hmm.
Lightweight, that girl on fire. Came out in what year? This artist of the day, this girl is on fire. It had three seasons. Hey, so Bill was on there all three seasons, or just one season? I'm gonna have to check it out. But y'all need to go check it out. And we're not getting sponsored. We're not sponsors of this shit.
Okay.
But maybe
so
I
our
should.
Artist
Think
of the day. Who's the artist of the day?
It's Bia.
Who is
Sorry,
our
no.
artist?
We're going to do a couple of female artists. But Bia. Mm-hmm. Bia's song, one of her new songs off her new album is called Big Business. And check it out. There you go, honey.
I'm Bia.
We ain't got to lie. This Who girl hot. Bia? She on fire. And I seen her perform live, and I loved it. She performed live on Bad Verses. Wow. The new Nick Cannon show. I see her perform this live. It's so good. Pussy is sacred, put it on your temple. Fuck with the gang, little bitch, you must
Whatever
be
mental.
Copy and looks on my page like
this
a stencil.
Big Oh, okay.
The name of the song called Big Business. You can find it on YouTube.
It's residential.
YouTube music.
Look at
Ben. 2014.
That was her. Look at her now.
Is that a
It looks like it's.
You know, I know what she looks like now.
I don't know who the heck it is.
When she was on the show, she had acne. Shake
that ass.
Give a fuck. It reminds me of our song, you know, bitches gonna be mad.
Trying to fuck me, mission impossible. A lot of patience, shut down the hospital. Blessings I got coming in are unblockable. Run through the pain, life is an obstacle.
We're unpredictable.
I really think y'all like it. Okay, that's all y'all get. Okay, that's how y'all get. Y'all can go look it up. Again, that's Bia. That's from her new album, and I believe, allegedly. And the name of the song is called Big Business. And
oh, no, I didn't do that.
You ain't really cared for it. I love it. You got to see
cool.
her perform
it live. It was good.
She killed that shit when she performed it live.
She
killed that shot. What would Paris Hilton say? That was hot. It was hot. I would say it was hot. I love it. It was hot. It was on fire. Yeah, we gotta go get some more Pinot. But I wanted highlight another black artist that is out here killing it and not getting as much recognition as she should get. And oh my god, it's not even on here. But anyways. Cardi B also came out with a new song, and it's called Enough.
I did that.
I want to be me. Yeah. I was like, I didn't know she was fucking with the Incredible. But let's go on to Nappy Time Stories.
I didn't look up one. I'm sorry.
Oh, so NBC News has a few hours posted that there was a massive tornado in the Midwest.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
It was crazy. And
it,
prayers. It, prayers to everybody who's affected by the
storm. Had to go through
storm.
This. Yeah. So a few hours ago, while it was sunny here, it was tearing down old folks' homes and trailer parks in Winchester, Indiana. And also, three people are dead in Ohio from these storms.
Damn.
Flew through the Midwest. Mm-hmm. Yeah, three people. So it was an
F1.
No, they said that it, in Indiana, they believe that it was two F2s. You know, F4 is the highest tornado.
No, it's higher than that.
No,
F5 is the highest.
F5 is kind of unheard of, Gina, but F4 is really
exactly
the normal highest.
But
they believe that these two tornadoes joined somewhere within before it hit Winchester in Ohio, and that they tore through there, and old folks' home was destroyed or partially destroyed.
That's in Indiana.
And that was in Winchester, Indiana, and there were a lot of homes destroyed and a whole trailer park gone. And three people dead in Ohio from this storm, and I was just like, it got cloudy here, and it came through here, mm-hmm. and it just flew right over us, and it just hit these racist white towns. I'm just saying. Damn. I don't mean to say it like that.
Hey, look.
It seems like that's what happens a lot, though.
Doesn't it
not? I'm just like,
look. Go ahead, say it. Okay, prayers to all the people who were affected by the tornadoes here.
Yes, prayers.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we are sorry for everything that they are going
through. Why you saying shit?
Because it's real. I'm just saying, these white people move so far away from us to be away from us, and then all they little towns and shit get fucked up. Like,
right.
That's God saying, you racist motherfucker, I'm going to show you how it's going to be being racist.
I ain't say that.
I'm just saying, allegedly, but that's what happens. So I'm just saying, it's not mad. It may not be true, but it seems like it happened a lot. But we'd like to thank y'all for listening to another episode of Honestly Unbothered. And y'all ain't got to agree with us. Y'all ain't got to be mad at us or nothing like that. Because, you know, if y'all do, what's going to happen, Gina?
I'm broke. So,
they can't sue us because it's all alleged. This shit's with shit together. I mean, what are you going to do, though? What can you do?
Nothing.
What can you do but remain?
Honestly.
Yeah. That's all you can do. I mean, in the world that we live in, it's going to be a lot of people, a lot of shit that make you unhappy. Mm-hmm. But what you going to do? You going to get out there and get your money and remain honestly unbothered. Because who's going to fucking take you out of your comfort zone but you?
Exactly.
So we're gonna get another bottle of Pinot.
Yeah, I'll
buy
one.
What is that? The liquor store down the street.
That one down there.
Yeah, we're not sponsored by Hoops.
But Hoops is the baddest, most comfortable place to go get your liquor.
Someone's gonna try and bring you down. Doing right if you ain't got no haters around.
Bitch! And again, this is to all the motherfuckers that have a problem with us saying nigga and bitch. Fuck you.